Good evening, everyone. We are continuing in our Halacha Gems learning Hilchos Brachos Simin Nun Aleph. We know, of course, how important it is for us to be nizer, for us to be conscientious, careful, aware, not to speak, not to talk during davening bichlal at all. And tonight, in particular, Halacha Dalid, in the Simin, we learn, the Mechaber tells us, Tzorich Lizar Melehafsik Bedibor Mishayaschil Baruch Sha'omar Ad Sof Shmoneh Esrei. A person should be very careful from when we begin, when we say Baruch Sha'omar, the beginning of Pesukei Dezimra, through the duration until the end of Shmoneh Esrei. And the Ramah adds, it's very important, Ramah, he says, l'tzarech mitzvah ein l'daber bein Baruch Sha'omar v'yishtabach. Even if it is l'tzarech mitzvah, sometimes we know, obviously, if this life endangerment and the circumstances that present themselves, of course, there's leniency. But the Ramah is reminding us not to take advantage of those leniencies. Even if it's a tzarech mitzvah, be very, very careful. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah adds, when you see sometimes people try to get a little fancy and outsmart, even the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is even a filu b'loshen kodesh asur l'daber. A person will say, okay, so if I speak in the vernacular, that's not considered hesek, that's not considered a problem. If I speak in loshen kodesh, I speak in Hebrew, okay, it's a loshen ma'ula, it's considered obviously a higher elevated language, so therefore maybe it's not considered a hefsek if I'm speaking in loshen kodesh, if I'm speaking in Hebrew. Mishnah Berurah reminds us, afilu it's a tzarech mitzvah, and even if it's in loshen kodesh, you have to be very, very, very careful, which means only if it's a very, very sensitive, precarious circumstance, then and only then does the Mishnah Berurah say that that would be permissible, that would be allowed. Now what's the reason why that's so? So Mishnah Berurah adds, it's very interesting that the reason why Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach are the bookends here is that it explains Shalifnei Pesukei Dezimra, that is Baruch Shamar. What's the end of Pesukei Dezimra? That is Yishtabach. It's like the Bracha Rishona, it's like a Bracha Achrona. It's the blessing we say beforehand, it's the blessing we say at the end, and everything in between is like the Chol HaMoed. It's like the in-between. It's all of the meat and potatoes, it's everything that's there. So therefore, if it's a Bracha Rishona, and therefore you need a Bracha Achrona to close the story, close the whole package of what you've started, so that of course, then you have to be careful not to speak in between. And here's what's interesting. There's a minhag that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that there was a minhag, a custom that many had, that we do not do anymore, but it's worth mentioning because we just see it. It's a tzarech mitzvah, a certain interesting activity that some used to do. It says, Kosov, he quotes the B'tshuvas Mekor Baruch. He quotes the response of the Mekor Baruch in Siman Aleph. He explains, Sheroi levatel haminhag sheksas nehogim lehafsik, to kedei lahavi a chasson lebeis haknesses bein baruch sha'amar liyotzer, which means there are certain communities that had the custom. They would accompany. They would bring the chasson, the bridegroom. He'd come to shul, and they would come with an entourage. You know, you have such a minhag. It's brought down in the Otzer Tami Amin Hagim that on the day of his ofrof, that they would escort the bridegroom. First of all, he should have shmirah, but also there should be. We know that a chasson is dom lamelech, so they would escort the bridegroom to shul. Not only that would be the case on this Ofrof, but seems also during the 7 days of the Sheva Brachas as well. That's what the Mashmois here is. So the minhag is to bring a chosan to the shul. They would come and they would escort him from Baruch Shamar to, in between that time from Baruch Shamar to Yotze, the Brachas of right before Birchas Kriyashma. Ve'ein koyach minhag ze yofa lelich achrav. This minhag is not a strong minhag, and even though there were those who had this minhag, the concept and the worry, and certainly with Yeridus Adoros, of whereby people are a lot less conscientious and certainly far more lax as it relates to talking and engaging and interacting during davening. Certainly people will say, Krishma, okay, I'll be more careful. Shmoneh Esrei, I'll be more careful. But even in the areas, Pesukei Dezimra, through Yishtabach, be very careful. And even though there was such a minhag to accompany a chosan, maybe they were singing, maybe they were dancing, what they were doing, but the likelihood is, he says, it's not a strong enough minhag to have a mamshah, have a hemshech, to be mamshech in this custom. Why? Because possibly we would say the explanation is that they would probably talk, they would probably be engaged in activities and interactions with each other that would compromise the sanctity, the kedusha of what that special time is. So we've learned the concept of what it means to be careful not to have a hefsek with dibor, to know this specific understanding of the bookends, bracha rishona, bracha achrona, and to understand this interesting minhag that was established and adapted and then was mevatel because of the circumstances and the consequences. And certainly goes without saying how much more we always can be better and aware of how much precious time is spent in shul and to use it and utilize it as best as can be done. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha, once again, Shabbat Shalom, the Zakos says,